afternoon, everyone. We're in Mermaid County on December the 18th for petition 68. Petitioner, please introduce yourself for the record.
My name is Bradley Singer. I'm the property owner there at 232 78 Singer Lane.
Thank you. And for the record, his name is spelled on the identity. Property Appraiser's Office?
Freddie Blackburn with the Property Appraiser's Office.
Sam Gomez with the Property Appraiser's Office.
And Stephen S., the Special Magistrate. Thank you. Do we not pick that up? Okay, all right. Sounds good. I have a taxpayer name of Bradley Singer. I have a folio number, a parcel ID number noted as 171-3328 from the petition. And petitioner, have you read the opening comments, the overview of the VAT process, taxpayer's information sheet? Do you have any questions about how this process works?
No, I'm good.
You're good? All right. Well, if you have any questions, you might have heard, I've done thousands of these. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay.
And we'll address them as we go. All right. Please raise your right hand. You swear from that the evidence you're about to give with the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
I do.
Thank you very much, everyone. All right. Looking at just, assessed, and taxable values, Property Appraiser's Office, what's the just value for the subject?
The just value of the property, a single-family residence, $274,306.
Okay, assessed and taxable?
Assessed value is $182,125.
Okay.
Taxable value, $132,125.
Okay, was there any change after trim?
No, sir.
All right, square footage, heated, and your bill?
Our adjusted square foot, is 2,340 square feet, and the base heated and cooled is 1,200.
Okay. And you're built?
And I'm sorry, you're built 2017.
Sure. And, you know, the reason why most appraisers use the heated is because how people calculate the adjustment is different, you know, and sometimes it is and is not appropriate, and it's just much easier for most appraisers, non-property appraisers. You know, most fee appraisers don't, you know, start with the base because we know what that is, and then we can add on for the other components.
Okay, sure.
If you didn't know why. Probably did. Okay, so I have a package from the property appraiser. I have a package from the petitioner. Was there a proper evidence exchange?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If there's no objection from either party, both packages are considered admissible. And property appraiser's office, please support your assessment.
All right, sir. The subject property has an actual year built of 2017. It's a two-story home consisting of 1,200 square foot of living area. It's a one-bedroom, one-bath, sitting on 9.2 acres zoned ag. The bottom portion of the structure...
Have I heard this hearing in the past? You built this home yourself, right?
Sure have.
All right, I remember it. Okay.
Oh, man.
The bottom portion of the structure is block stucco with the top portion being wood frame covered with hardy board lap siding. Mm-hmm. The PA uses adjusted square foot when comparing properties. The subject has 2,340 adjusted square foot and currently has a market of $115 per adjusted square foot. The PA tried to meet with the homeowner at the property to address any concerns, but we were told that it was very muddy and slick around the property, and he didn't want us walking around getting hurt until it dries out. So we were unable to do a physical inspection in the year 2020. The subject property was last reviewed on 9/25/19. The appraiser found the home to be of average quality and good condition. There was an aerial review that was conducted in 2020. Due to a new structure being added. That new structure was not added on to the 2020 assessment. It will be added on to the 2021 assessment, which is a pole barn.
Okay.
The appraiser completed research within a 5-mile radius of the subject and reported the sales which best reflect the subject property. The comparable sales, price less features, divided by adjusted square foot indicated comparable sales range from $61 to $124 per adjusted square foot. After adjusting for differences between the subject property and the comparable sales and deducting the cost of sale, the comparable sales range from $94 to $146 per adjusted square foot. The petitioner falls within that range. Comp 1 is a single-family residence. Its actual year built is 2004. It's a block-built, single-story home consisting of 1,412 square foot of living area with three-bedroom, two-bath sitting on 2.3 acres zoned ag. We'll say that it has two structures. The PA's adjusted square foot of 2,691 includes both structures 1 and 2.
Okay. Does the base area up there include both structures as well, or is one of them a manufactured home?
No, sir. Everything that's listed up at the top is the base area of the single-family residence.
Okay, right. And what's the other structure? What is the other structure then?
Let me go to...
They both have a lot of square footage. I believe at the subject, it is garage space underneath. That's semi-enclosed, right?
Yep, it's all garage underneath and then right. Living space up top.
Yeah, I remember.
And then structure number 2 is a metal detached garage.
So it is a metal shed or metal garage.
Yes, sir. Whatever
category. I just want to put it on the record because you showed me a picture and the picture wouldn't get to the valve.
Gotcha. Yes, sir. I showed you a picture of a...
Yeah, it's in the report somewhere, though.
24 by 50, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Comparable number 2 is a single family residence with actual year built 1954. It's a frame built single story home consisting of 1,800 square foot of living area. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath home sitting on 6.6 acres zoned ag. Mm-hmm. The PA's office adjusted square foot on that is 2,093. Comp 3 is a single-family residence, year built 1968. It's a block-built, single-story home consisting of 1,560 square foot of living area. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath sitting on 2.8 acres zoned AR2. The PA's adjusted square foot is 1,856. Comp 4 is a single family. It's year built 1978. It's a block built single story home consisting of 1,432 living area. It's a three bedroom, two baths sitting on 3.6 acres.
By the way, thank you for giving me the bedrooms and baths. I don't usually get that.
Well, we're trying to learn.
A lot of people don't either. They don't give me either, or they just give me either one or the other.
We're slowly trying to mm-hmm. curve our information is to be more beneficial to everybody. So.
Yep.
Living area is 3 bedroom, 2 bath zone. PA's adjusted square foot is 2,572, includes both structures 1 and 2. Structure number 2 on comp 4. Give me a second. 1, 2, 4. Is a 1990, what we call a general purpose barn. And there's a picture on of that barn on page 35.
Okay, well, that's the extra square footage for comp 4 or something?
Pardon?
Is that the extra square footage for comp 4?
Yes, sir. That's 836 square feet, basically, in essence.
Okay.
Of adjusted square foot. The actual base of structure number 2.
1430.
It's 440 square foot on structure number 2 of.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Comp 5 is a single family, year built 1998.
So 440 was it out of the 1432 is in the second structure.
So structure 1's adjusted square foot is 1736, and out of that 1736, the base of it's 1432.
Okay.
And then the adjusted square foot for structure number 2 is 836 with a base of 440.
So there's heated 440 heated?
No, sir. It's just what's totally enclosed versus a carport addition on it. If you add the adjusted square foot together, that would...
I get it. That is totally enclosed, but it's not obviously not heated square footage.
Right.
But, yeah, okay.
So it's the base area of that barn. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Structure number 5 is year built 1998, block built single story home consisting of 1,512 square foot of living area, 3 bedroom, 2 bath, sitting on 2.5 acres zoned ag. The PA's adjusted square foot is 2,634, includes both structures 1 and 2. On this particular comp, structure number two is a year-built 1998 detached garage with a base area of that adjusted square foot of 1,000. The base area is 1,000. So it's total. It's all detached garage.
Okay.
I was unable to find a listing for comparable three. All the listing information I could find were included in the packet, except for comparable three. I couldn't find anything on it to assist. The property appraisers has considered all criteria relevant to the Florida statute 193.011, with the greatest emphasis being placed on the sales comparison approach to value. You can also see on our sales grid on page three that we did adjust for bedrooms and bathroom counts.
I see that.
And the petitioner, again, reinstate, is being assessed at 115. The mean and median range right there is 106 to 113, so we're in the ballpark in a sense. Moving on to additional sales information.
Page
53 is another. Now this one I did do a sales grid on. You got the location map behind it on page 54. And these are more, maybe not similar to some degree, maybe possibly, but at the end of the day, they're two bedroom, one bath sales.
Right. You wanted to get stuff that was smaller, and you got one bedroom, one bath.
Yes, sir. Okay. Again, same process before, after we removed features out of the equation, the sales range from, $61 to $114 per adjusted square foot. After adjusting for site, age, bedroom, bathrooms, etc., the and cost of sale, they ranged from $87 to $182.
So your adjustment was after removing the extra features.
Yes, sir. Anytime we do our comparisons, we always remove features, which is swimming pools, etc.
Okay.
To leave the that's the price per adjusted square foot.
Interesting.
And then we adjusted for the zoning, if necessary, actual year, effective year. I mean, effective year is building square foot, bedroom, bathroom count.
Okay.
And the base is located there for you, two bedroom, one bath. At the top of each comparable one, two, three comparable ones, a 1,008 base living or base. Yep, two bedroom, one bath, etc. And then the property cards there follow if you need them. They basically range from 53 to 100. And after 100, just like in every packet before you that we've – in our cases before you is our adjusted square foot letter of how we figure adjusted square foot, how we calculate the supporting documents, evidentiary, legal support, et cetera.
Okay. Does anybody know what, when I heard this petition last, what year it was?
18.
18? Okay. Does anybody know what petition number it was?
I'm 78? Sure it's in the back of mine. I got the whole deal.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
But, I think
okay. All right. Okay. Petitioner, please support the chair over assess.
Okay.
You were done, right, property appraiser?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
I figured that it would be easier to write up again if I have it, already have it. If nothing else. That you know, some stuff's already typed in.
Yep.
Go ahead, continue.
All right. First of all, how are any of these ones on page 53 comparable to mine?
On page is page 53
of their assessment. Just got a question about that.
I mean, I can tell you one thing that I'm glad he gave those to me. You have a large one bedroom, one bath, but you are one bedroom, one bath, and that's unusual. So by bringing these that were further away in, he was able to get things with less bedrooms because you have a lot of two one, you know, he has two ones and two twos as small as he got in your immediate area. So this allowed them to bring in some smaller properties eventually.
Okay. All right.
That would, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, is that there, that was
basically, that's my intention. You know, sort of, yeah. Basically, I checked the immediate area. There was nothing that was exactly, but I got the closest thing, and then I went further out the best I could.
Yeah. So. We have at least now one better, one bath on there. And okay. Ironically, it's almost exactly what they have you assessed at. Maybe that's, you know, not an accident.
And also, I have a property appraiser inspection list of a 7/13/20 of this year. You say you haven't inspected it, but yet you have it listed on my property card as inspected for Greenbelt.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to answer that right now. If I need,
I guess how is that relevant to the value hearing here today?
It's just getting some context of stuff they said at the very beginning of their.
So in my comments that I made earlier, and on the comments on the what I'm before me here, it was the there was a Greenbelt review / they added a pole barn, and that review was conducted from an aerial. We did not conduct it from your property.
Okay, so it was not a physical inspection.
So right. So how do you tell if you have Greenbelt or not without being on the land itself?
Is that part of our value discussion here today?
There is some Greenbelt involved.
No, I mean, is your assessment adjusted for your Greenbelt?
The final assessment is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll just jump into it.
Well, if it's not relevant to the hearing today, then I, just assume not.
He still has Greenbelt.
Yeah.
And we didn't take it from him or remove it.
Okay. So there's not like a partial Greenbelt. You have full green. You have the he has full Greenbelt effect on his assessment.
Yes, sir. Except the standard agricultural classification has been applied to his property. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And this is not this is a value hearing, not a.
That's what I'm here for is value, but I'm not.
Right. Well, I mean, I believe you need to have attorney appraisers for those green for classification assessments anyway. So I'm a value magistrate, not a Greenbelt magistrate anyway. Not I don't make those. They need attorneys for that essentially.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that under Florida statute 193.461, there's a thing in there where it says where you have a homestead on your property where it has a Greenbelt, they're supposed to be assessed separately. And I was just wondering how that would apply to when they compare them as my as a full residential property of 9.2 acres of residential property versus just 1 acre of residential property and 8.2 acres of farmland. Wonder how that would compare up. Like say you have 8.2 acres assessed at this price of I think it's like $1,025 for all that. Then you have your class home site price of the next price, which is listed on the property card there.
Okay. Sure. So the petitioner is asking the property appraiser essentially how you came up with your land value portion because he's got 1 acre of land or
yes, I have 1 acre listed at $14,170 as class home site, then 8.2 acres. So, of native pasture listed at $125 an acre.
So right. 9.2 acres is what you have, and we're class valuing your 9.2 acres at $15,195, which is not part of your just value. That is a class value altogether by itself. If that was to be reduced, it would be reducing the class value.
The question is, when you're looking at the value of the comparables, I'm assuming you're five comparables here, or 10 comparables if you count the other sheet. We're not. Are they or are they not greenbelt?
We did not. I could look on the property record cards and tell you if they have a class value, but I did not.
You made your adjustments on these. They're based upon, this is a question. I'm saying you like a statement, but it's a question. Based upon the land assessments, correct?
Correct. We based our assessment or our comparisons here on the full 9.2, which is $100,280.
Okay, so, the subject has 9.2 acres, and for sale one, you have an upward adjustment of $66,124.
Let me get back over there. I apologize.
Yeah, well, you've got an adjustment of on all of them, all the first five except for sale two, they're all in the 60s. Well, 50s and 60s. So.
Yes, sir. We're using $9,583 there to the left to adjust for differences. So.
$9,583 per
acre.
Per acre.
That's so, where the $66,124. The petitioner right now is being assessed at the 9.2 acres is being assessed at $10,900 per acre. Is what they're being assessed for land value for breaking
right, up. But when you're in your grid.
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you're, okay, we're looking at sale one. It's got 2.3 acres.
Yes, sir.
And you have an upward adjustment of 66,000.
Right.
So the subject's land value is around 15,000, right? Something like that.
The class home site for Greenbelt is 15,170. The remaining 8.2 acres of agricultural for classification is valued at $125 an acre. So again, it's kind of saying, okay, maybe if we overclass the home site and drop it down to 10,000, the native pasture should be raised up to 300.
I'm just wondering how it works.
Yes, sir. No.
Is this how you're getting from assessed to taxable? Is that the Greenbelt effect essentially, or is that because you know that's your 50,000 there?
Going to the property record card.
Yeah.
You can see on the very bottom.
The direction you were going as well.
It does have something to do with that too.
All right. I'm at the property record card. Yeah.
All right, so we got our land value at the very top in the middle section, the property values. On the
Yes, land value, 100,280.
Yep. Hold on. Wrong goal. Sorry, I've got messed up. Yes, sir. 1,280 is the land value. The building value. I'm sorry, $100,280.
Yep.
The building value is $169,237, and the features are $4,079, giving us a total just value of $274,306.
Okay.
So if you look at the bottom down there on the classified land use,
got it.
The land use is $15,195 on the whole property.
Got it. So it's 100. But you got 9.2 acres acreage at $10,900 per acre.
Correct, for the just value portion of it. The
correct.
Ag classification rates are not based on sales data in a sense. But the acreage of the 9.2 acres at $10,900 is based on sales data.
Yeah, the $10,900, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Continue on with that. Let's see. Where was I at? Let's see. All right. Well, back to my packet. You got the starts at a property cards at a page 5. List the very first property cards before they came out.
Yep.
And then skip down to page 8. That's the one for this year, I believe. I got a picture of it that gives you the backdoor view and all that good stuff. And page 10 gives you the aerial of the whole area there. And page 12 is what the house was actually built to. It was built with the 2007 Florida Building Code and 2008 NEC. And actual construction of this started in 2011 and ended somewhere around 2016, 2017, somewhere around there. I got my CO in 2018. So it's probably a bit older than what they're actually listing.
Okay.
And page 14 gives you some information on how building codes affect values of homes over time. Page 16 gives you the floor plan of the garage floor and how none of their other comps they have listed have something going on like that.
I'm sorry. I mean, so try not to make me have to figure it out. What you know, why do you think, you know, if the property, you were saying how the building codes affect the property value. Don't leave that as a mystery. As you're describing this to me, describe why you think your home is overassessed instead of me having to analyze it. I mean, this page says this, and because of that, I believe my home is overassessed, and okay. Then I will weigh your testimony.
Okay.
If you really want me to capture nuances, you have to. It's probably better if you don't make them just nuances.
All right.
Actually, say it.
Well, I mean, it all comes to their actual. Cost sheet they did when they first assessed my house back mm-hmm. when they came out and put it onto the tax record sure. itself.
Yep.
They listed that as a 2017, and it's like a much older house.
Right. When did you start on it?
2011.
Okay.
All right. So that has that effect
yeah,
on that.
Have,
I'm not
have,
sure
when did you
how
have,
it affects in their sure. actual.
When did you have the bones of it? It affects the CAM system.
Oh, what was that?
When were the bones? Like the actual structure of the...
The roof was on in 2012. That's when it was dried in.
Okay, roof was on in 2012. Okay,
yeah.
All right. So there's going to be... and about what percentage of your cost was done at that time?
I'd say probably about 80%.
Okay, all right. So realistically, this is probably a 2013, 2014 home. If you had to do the weighting of the average,
yeah.
So you guys are probably on 2018. I take it.
Probably 2017.
2017. Maybe more appropriately 2013. Something or 2014. Somewhere in that range, because if 80% of the cost was actually done prior to 2012, you know.
But we don't know. We don't have the records to show if it was 80%. Like sales receipts or anything to.
I have the building code inspections and the dates. They're also inside that packet too. That gives you the dates when each thing was inspected.
I'm just letting you know kind of my opinion. I mean, the reality is he is under oath. He sounds believable.
Yes, sir.
He has permits and they were inspected along the way. It is probably verifiable.
Yes, sir.
So. But go ahead, Petitioner.
Okay. We'll skip to page 35 and kind of gives you like an example of how much cost was actually involved in building the home part, which was all the wood and all the wood decks and how much that material cost.
Right. And the tricky part for this one is you did a lot of the work yourself. And you
yeah.
did it. And you did, you know, and I think this came up in our last one. Just you do pretty good work and, you know, you don't charge yourself. So. It makes it hard to convert the numbers.
Yeah.
If I remember right, that was part of my discussion last time.
Okay. And there's also a problem with my windows that are in the place itself. Like some of them are all foggy and they have like fingerprints in between the panes of the glass. And that showed up probably 2 or 3 years ago and they're slowly getting worse. So I have a quote for windows replacement just for the actual home itself, not the garage.
All right.
And that's... got a total cost there. On page 38 has a total cost.
And that's the repair cost?
Yep, just for the windows themselves. No late labor included in the cost.
Okay, all right.
So that cost is included in there. Then on page 39, you got pictures of all the dead trees and stumps I have on my property starting, and also the easement that comes through it. There's actually two recorded easements and one unrecorded easement on the land.
Okay.
So,
and these are easements for access to the neighboring properties?
Yes. Actually, it has easements for up to 8 other properties through my property itself.
That's fine. Where is the...
There's
do I have an aerial? Where are the easements, essentially?
They're on the northeast corner and the all the way down to the southeast corner of the land.
I see. Is the road on the... oh, I see. Okay, there's a path there, right? That's where the easements are?
Yep, there's...
There's like a little dirt path on the what looks like the west side here.
On page 448, I have a survey of the land.
Good.
And it gives you all the roads and the easements and where they're at. To in accordance to the fence lines and my actual property lines.
48, okay. So where's your easement on there?
Okay. You see the rock road on the left-hand side, and then there's another rock road on the top side.
Was that Singer Road?
That's what they're calling it at the moment.
Okay, so Singer Road is the user easement on the edge of your property?
As the easement runs through, and the other road at the very top is not labeled at all. That's another easement, and it goes to serve two other properties.
And how many years have they been open?
Longer than I've been around.
So they've been uncontested, open and uncontested for years?
Yep, this is all family land, so there's not going to be too much of a contestment around there.
Okay. All right. So and the other one that they're calling, what is that? The one on the right side of the property, is that another easement? Is that off, that's off your land line?
That is, once it goes off that green line right here where that new cattle gap is proposed, that is off my property.
Sure. Okay, so there's potentially some loss of utility where you have your easements.
But that's
correct. You still have control over it.
Yep.
But there may be some lost utility there.
Yep, that's correct. I mean, that's all on the pasture.
I get it.
Pasture land, so.
Yep.
All right. Then on page 49 gives you a discount that David County gives you for having no public access driveway.
Okay.
So.
How much did they give you? 20%?
15%? Yeah, 15%. Not too bad.
Is that on land value or on the whole structure as well?
They don't give you that type of information.
Oh. Private appraisal office.
I don't know.
Private appraisal office. Is that deduction for on what?
This is Davie County, which is on the east by Broward County. We're not familiar how they...
Oh, this isn't the subject.
Yeah, I was just finding some little snippets here and there.
Oh, this is okay. Right.
There are not too many easements left around here that are actually already excluded from the land that's been sold. So I haven't found anything to actually.
There's easements all over the place.
Protest it.
There's easements all over the place. The easements are not uncommon at all.
Yep. So I just don't have any values to protest that with. That's what it amounts to.
Yeah. Okay.
All right then. Page 55 gives you the PA original cost on the calcs that they supplied back in 2018.
The cost, sorry? Yep. Oh, your cost.
The cost they arrived at the assessed value of my home with.
Right.
Then on page 58 is where I reported some of the values they had, which is the flooring cost. It was a bit overstated.
Okay.
Page 61, 62 gives you the whether supplying 1,200 square foot garage is worth the adjustment value of those you're supplying with.
62, is this your, this is the new garage?
No, 62 is somebody's garage. It's just what I'm kind of protesting. They have a value listed on my garage as their adjusted square footage is about 43,000. Forty-seven thousand listed under just a square foot, and here it's 33,917 for that first one.
Okay.
And second one down is 31,620 square feet, and that's those are both detached garages that have quite a bit more value than a garage that's underneath a house. And paid 64, 65 is another kind of some similar home to what I have.
Okay.
They have
is this an assessment comparable? Is this a sale?
No. None of these I can figure out for the sales. The only sale values I have is for land.
Okay.
And because I don't have any comps. There's okay. Nothing comparable.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, an appraiser, you take the best data available, so.
Yep. And, I mean, page 69 gives you a picture of the place. They have a value on that garage home. It's got living quarters inside of it. Listed at $94,244. And it has an adjusted square foot of 2,342. It has a replacement value of 100,260. So same adjusted square footage value for their respect.
Okay.
And has a much lower cost. What they're using to apply tax rate
sure,
to.
Sure. And you know it is tough using. You're here because you think your property is overassessed.
Yep.
This comparable could be overassessed or underassessed. Once again, mistakes do happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, it's hard to prove by looking at a handful of assessments. It's hard to prove that your property is or is not, you know, what is the proper assessment from your property is very hard to figure out from just a handful of assessments.
Yep.
And impossible. And you're taking that one level further and you're just looking at components of those assessments, which is another level of inappropriate. Because they could be perfectly right on the assessment, but be wildly wrong on that garage.
Yep.
So, we're applying that to a whole other property. It's just very hard to do. Usually, you know, cost manual data is the way, cost service data, which books you don't have probably, but.
Oh, at the very end, I did do a Marshall and Swift cost.
Yeah. Okay.
And it came up much lower than what they supplied.
All right.
So maybe I should just skip on down to that.
Well, I mean. Looking at a handful of assessments and then looking at just components of them,
mm-hmm.
Probably the most you're going to get out of that is you're going to make me doubt. You're going to put clouds on the data. That's
yep.
Probably the most you're going to get out of me on that.
Okay. So, that's what I was kind of going for. Clouding their data up. So, all right.
It's just really what you're trying to do is really hard to prove. So.
I'll figure as much. All right. Page 71 gives you the 1 acre properties, which I was thinking was class home site prices.
Mm-hmm.
And I list, let's see.
Got a bunch of sales.
Yep. I list the sales there. We got one that's listed at 1.3 acres. It was sold at $7,820. The cost of that one was $5,000. And if you apply that 15% deduction, it's $3,846.15. The next one down is 1.25 acres, sold as February of 13th of 2019 for $12,500. It's got a dirt road access, and it's in a different zoning area, which is BC03. They sold that one for $12,500.
Okay. So in all likelihood, only one of these doesn't support the 10.
Yeah, there was only one sale, which is... down there, it's got paved road access, which was 7/12/19, 1 acre, and it was listed and sold for $14,400.
Yep.
So,
okay.
That's and then you got the map there and has them show them where they're at in relevance to where I'm at on page 72.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 74 gives you the property cards all the way down to.
Oh, the cost number, that is the that's the price of the entire 2 acre tract.
Yes, the okay. Listed price is what they sold it for.
Yeah, okay. So. All right.
Okay. That's to support the 1 acre prices. And there was one property that was sold right next to mine. It's 11.5 acres. It's, let's see. There it is right here on page 81. It gives you the property card for that one.
Mm-hmm.
It was sold, what was it?
$85,531.19.
Yep. That's when that one was sold.
Was that a qualified sale?
It says it was qualified.
Okay.
So that's where that's quite a bit lower than what they're thinking my property is going for.
Yeah, they had you a 10-9.
Yep, so but there's not a whole lot of sales like that going on.
Okay.
Page eight.
I guess I'll pause you real quickly there. Property appraiser's office, any reason why that's not the best comparable for his land?
Well, I don't know if you can see it on the aerial there. It looks like a main trunk power line that runs 100 feet wide.
Oh.
So that's an easement there.
A power line?
Yep, easement.
Okay. But it's a power line. You can't build underneath it. I mean, it's a 100-foot wide power line.
People like to be under power lines.
that kind of runs from one corner to the other just about.
Yep.
Kind of splitting the property up. And also, it has some low-lying... Sorry, some low-lying areas in there.
Okay.
Right. Possible, you know, flood zone area.
Okay, all right. Yes, cows and agriculture doesn't like it, but...
Probably a little better for the cows since you don't have to worry about cutting down some more trees and get a little more grass for them. So that works out a little bit better in that respect. But as a residential property, it'd be bad.
It did sell for less, and we do have a reason why.
Yep.
Okay. If you look on the property record card, it breaks it down, power line, non-productive, and acreage. Okay. So if you use what acreage is actually good, so to speak, I think 8.5 acres, if I'm looking at it correctly.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. And page 85 gives you like some pictures of some homes, how adjusted square foot applies to all of them, and they're all the same. You know, some of them have... a lot more actual materials put into them.
Yeah, I won't do my analysis that way. I'll sit on base area and then I'll make adjustments for the features.
All right. Well, after I got through the land values and the actual local neighborhoods starts on page 91, kind of gives you like what the whole Singer neighborhood looks like and. Mm-hmm. Or kind of private HOA type deal, or it's not really recorded. So,
where are you in there?
I'm on page 92.
Yeah.
I am the second one down.
Yeah, second one from which side?
On the left hand side. And on.
Okay, so number two, three.
Page 93 gives you like the red square of where I'm at.
Oh well, I only have one red line, not a red square.
On page 93.
Oh, 93. Oh, yeah. I see. Okay.
Yep, that's where I'm at.
Okay, but on that, you're on 92, right?
I'm on. Oh, 92 gives you like the.
And are you on that picture?
Yes, I'm actually on both of them. So.
Right. So which one? Right. So which are you on page 92? You want to just come up and show me?
It's 171-3328. It's probably about the middle of the picture. Hmm. Second square down. Starts off.
Ah, yes, I see.
20.4.
I got you.
And kind of gives you like the.
Yep.
The 11.2 acres, which is off to the.
Okay.
Left hand corner there.
Yep, I know where you are.
Okay. Then page 94 starts off with all the property cards. They're in the neighborhood around the area there. Mm-hmm. None of these houses ever sold. Okay. So there's no comparable straight through there. And rounds all the way to we'll go to page 115. They have a brand new 3-2 concrete block home that was assessed $1,000 less than mine, and it is
once again just a sampling of a handful of assessments doesn't help you a lot.
All right,
because I mean, there's how many thousands of property? How many hundreds of thousands of properties do you have in this county? 100,000 property appraisers. How many properties do you appraise every year?
Oh, my gosh.
One or 200,000, 300,000?
Yes, oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, finding a few, you know, if you couldn't find a few that were improperly assessed, I would be pretty damn impressed.
Yeah, so.
it's just there's that many, there's not that big a staff, and they have to appraise them every single year at this change, so.
Okay, then we'll go straight to the building cost form that I got from Marshall and Swift, which gives you the cost of what they estimate the thing or the home to be with the porches and all that good stuff. And they have a value of $114,943. And they got me assessed as for just my home.
I'm sorry, what page do you have?
Page on 126. Okay. It goes all the way to page 127 there. It gives you the details of the Marshall and Swift square foot appraisal.
Okay.
Okay. And then starting on 128, you get the recommendations and errors from the previous years.
Oh, my work.
Yep, that's your work there. So that's where it starts off as.
How'd you do last time? I don't remember how it concluded. Did you win or lose?
I won.
Oh, you're granted. All
right. I won that round. And then last year, I didn't have enough data to support.
You present well, by the way, for whatever it's worth.
I just don't explain things very well at all. So that's my only problem.
All right. Go ahead.
Then
well enough to win. I think in the state of Florida, the last average I heard was only 1 in 10. Most adjustments happen before they get here. They talk to the assessor. Assessor makes a change. Three out of four changes happen that way across the state of Florida.
Okay.
Once again, these are the last numbers I've heard.
Yeah, well, they act like they don't want to hear anything from me anymore, so I just gave up on that.
Okay, anyway, so anything else?
Wait, it's page 136. Just give you some quick numbers about square footage sizes and land costs and all that fun stuff. Just something to easier to look through the numbers with.
All right.
Yeah, well, I guess that pretty much covers it all there.
All right, rebuttal, property appraiser?
Just a couple things, if I can. Sure. Some of those structures, as he was going through his packet, they were built as a garage with possibly an apartment. They're not built as a single-family residence. I'm just throwing that out there as far as permit and what they're could be sold as. But anyway, the
you mean when he was pulling the garages out of other structures?
I think sale one and sale two that weren't sales, and with some garages and apartment on top of them, but they were built, just thrown out there, they were built as a detached garage with an apartment on top. They weren't actually pulled as a permit for single family residence. Okay. Kind of where he is built for a single. Touching base on last year, we looked at he turned in evidence the north side of his property line as a utility easement. And then, of course, like he said, on the west side is an actual easement. The one thing on page 50 is he said local easement cost from property appraiser, real cost was much higher. I was kind of curious, since he brought it up, what the cost for that easement was.
Well, after the lawyer's fees and all the battle, it was higher than $4,500.
What was the sale price for it, though? I mean, minus your attorney fees, the sale price of the property.
I don't have the explicit number for that to give you an accurate answer.
I'm sorry. So, this was you sold an easement on your property? Is that what you're saying?
It was on my grandfather's land. We had a land battle about easement a while back that we didn't want to give up the land for.
Okay.
And I was just curious what, because he brought it up, the local easement cost from the PA, we labeled that easement for, $1,417, and I was curious what it actually sold for, because the recorded deed said for $100. It was a transaction without any sale price attached to it, and since there was a sale price attached to it,
Okay.
Curious what that value was. But no, sir.
Okay.
All right. Done.
Should I try to discredit their comparables, or do you think we're good?
Oh, I mean, it's not my place to suggest how either party whether they should or how you should approach proving your point. That is beyond my job here today. My job here is to weigh the available evidence against the assessment.
Okay.
So I do my best not to give strategy advice to anybody.
All right. Fair enough. I'm just wondering how
Well, actually, are you done? You're done with your presentation.
Yes.
Additionally, you finished a rebuttal?
Yes, sir. I just had those few questions.
Okay. So now you can rebut if you'd like to rebut their package or their data.
All right. I'll start off with page 3 of their residential analysis.
I'm there.
All right. Comparable number 1. When was your last inspection of that home?
It's on the property record card. Let me take a look at the property record card.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're talking to me. You know, this is not like you're not like the attorney in questioning them. We can be a little informal about this, but
right.
What's the problem with number 1?
The actual inspection dates for like 2-3 years ahead of the sale, so we don't know really for sure of what they have or what they have changed inside the homes.
Yeah, right. So, and that's normal.
So I mean that really affects the depreciation cost of the homes and what
true,
the sale
you,
values
you,
are.
Have,
so
do,
it's
you
just,
have, do you have better data? Have you been there?
I just have just pictures and stuff, but no, I don't have any better data.
Do you have pictures? You did not submit them.
I did not submit those.
Okay. Are you requesting them to be submitted?
No, I don't think so. Right. So
basically, once they get you the package, there is a process called rebuttal evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously don't know what comps are going to use until you get their package.
Yep.
So you couldn't go out and take pictures until you gave the package. Thus, there's no way you can comply with the 2-week time frame regarding data, you know, rebutting their data.
Mm-hmm.
So pictures is one of the very clear situations where I went and took pictures of the property appraiser's comps. That is like the definition of rebuttal evidence in a VAP hearing. We don't need them, but you know that would be admissible.
Okay.
As I said, it's kind of the definition of rebuttal evidence for VAP hearings.
All right.
Okay. So yes, they haven't been inside. The property appraiser is doing hundreds of thousands of homes every year. They can't go and see everything. They just can't. And yes, a lot of times they'll assume it's average because that's all they have time for.
Yep. I mean, that's just a lot of their prices they have in order to adjust my property worth are based on their correct values for features and all that good stuff. I'm just wondering what's the last time those feature values were updated?
I mean, the feature values are coming from Marshall Swift, right?
Well, some of the feature values, like your pools and concrete, are from Marshall Swift, and also a study basically calling contractors every few years, maybe once every 5 years, calling contractors to find out, what's a concrete slab going for, et cetera.
I can tell you the Marshall Swift data is updated. Various components are updated every month. They have index factors that are updated annually or quarterly. I mean, those are updated all the time. Granted, once again, they're doing mass analysis of costs, so sure they make mistakes.
But I mean, our concrete right now per square foot is $2 a square foot, which Marshall and Swift and the contractors are around $4.50 to $5 a square foot for concrete. But where I'm kind of going is typically our features are below.
Oh, okay.
Below cost or mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Guess that's all I got then.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. I'm going to go over the information in greater detail and make my determination at that time. Obviously, I have a copy of the old one and know it well and remembered you when you walked in the door. So I will put the same care and energy in as I did last time, as I do on every hearing. I'll look over the information very carefully. I will be rerunning the numbers on their grids, just because I, like almost all appraisers, like using heated square footage. It's just easier for us to wrap our heads around.
Yeah.
So I'll be rerunning the numbers and see where it goes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go over the information in greater detail and make my determination at that time. That concludes petition 68.